We've come here today to praise and glorify the Holy Lamb of God, our only Savior, Jesus Christ.
Come join us as we magnify His mighty name. Has a great name. His name is full of meaning, describing who he is and why he came. When God sent his holy lamb into our world, an angel told Mary and Joseph, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
And as Jesus grew and began his ministry on earth, everywhere he went, with everything he said and did, he demonstrated exactly who he was. The very Son of God, the Word made flesh, God with us.
With all of his demonstrations of power and authority, even his disciples at times lost sight of who he really was.
Master, care thou not that we perish. Can't you see that we're about to die? Stand against the tempest, knowing his disciples had no faith. mountains, he's God of the sea, he's God of creation.
Day before the Passover, when Jesus triumphantly entered the city of Jerusalem, there seemed to be no doubt who he was. The cheering crowd shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who has come in the name of the Lord." Very soon after this royal entrance into the holy city, Jesus' disciples discovered that their king was a very different kind of king. Soon he had been betrayed by one of his followers, arrested, tried, and convicted, and now their king was being led toward his execution.
Had they been mistaken? Was the kingdom of heaven he had taught them so much about just a myth? Would a king allow himself to be led like a lamb to the slaughter? The king was crowned with thorns. He was forced to carry his own cross up to Golgotha. Nails were driven through his feet and hands, and he was raised on a cross to die.
He did not.
So this king became a lamb. Jesus, the sinless Son of God, allowed himself to be placed on a cross to become the sacrifice for our sins. He turned that instrument of torture into a holy altar of sacrifice for each of us. Our sins died on that cross that day. Death was defeated.
The Bible tells us that he himself bore our sins in his body on that tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, Jesus said. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
After Jesus suffered and died for us on the cross, he rose from the dead. Our Savior, the Holy Lamb of God, has taken our sin, our sadness, and death, and he is risen.
Jesus rose from the grave, he conquered death and offers us a life that never ends. The Bible tells us that whoever receives him and believes on his name is given the power to become a child of God. And one day, it may be soon, we will see our Savior face to face.
There is coming a great day.
What a great day that will be. The Bible says that one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.